Chapter 22, Helping During COVID-19, Keeping People Safe, Connected and Supported. Pivot is one of the phrases that became commonly used at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, meaning to switch or adapt business models. This was certainly the case for Westpac Group and our portfolio of brands as we responded quickly to changing customer, economic, societal and public health circumstances. To assist in keeping customers and employees safe, while supporting those impacted by COVID-19, teams across our brands made communication, connection and safe work practices a critical priority. Bankers had to be retrained, relocated and assigned where they could make the biggest difference for our customers. Meeting the banking and workplace needs of customers and employees was approached through different solutions, considering that people living with disability are potentially at risk of more serious illness, particularly those with chronic or immune-related conditions. Physical distancing can also be difficult or impossible for others, including those relying on support and assistance from family members, carers, and support workers. Daniel Bergen, Head of Consumer COVID-19 Response at Westpac, said that while various practices were adapted to meet the needs of all customers, there was particular consideration of the impacts for those living with disability. Access and inclusion were high priority concerns during our evaluation of what processes and practices had to be adapted during COVID-19. Daniel says, responding quickly was the result of a singular approach around supporting customers through teams across the business working together, including digital, marketing, product, operations, property and technology. These are just some of the ways that customers and employees were supported by our various financial services brands during the COVID-19 pandemic. Digital augments the physical. A wide range of digital channels were used to help customers navigate the financial impacts of COVID-19. This includes helping customers with inquiries ranging from everyday banking and lending, home loans, online and mobile banking questions, and getting access to financial hardship support during a time when people may have been unable to access their branches. As accessibility had been built into all digital platforms as part of Westpac Group's ongoing commitment to achieving the WCAG International Web Standards AA status, online banking was ready to be used by customers with disability, such as those using assistive technology, including screen readers. To support customers with moving their banking transactions from branches to digital, Westpac launched an education campaign across TV, online and other channels demonstrating how to register for online banking. In addition, customers also used the Vital Assistant chat functionality on our websites to help find answers to their questions. Red at Westpac was a chatbot available for customers with simpler queries, and they could be put through to a human banker if needed. As outlined in the story on page 33, this artificial intelligence technology is being used by people with disability to have banking conversations. Keeping people safe. Recognising that some people weren't able to visit a branch, or preferred not to, we created other ways to keep both customers and employees safe and physically distanced. This included sending replacement credit and debit cards directly to customers in the mail and offering debit cards to passbook holders as an alternate way to managing their banking without having to leave home. Our people supported customers through the transition process. We also worked closely with industry partners led by Australian Payments Network to increase the contactless card PIN limit from $100 to $200 to reduce physical contact with the payment terminal and help reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission. From a physical safety perspective, all branches, corporate locations and contact centres applied safe workplace standards for employees. All branches were fitted with protective screens or barriers in interaction areas, including at teller desks and in meeting rooms. This was supported through centralised coordination and distribution of personal protective equipment, including face masks, hand sanitizer, hand wash, gloves, and antibacterial wipes. Support and care. During COVID-19, we also scaled up our support for personal and business banking customers through a number of mechanisms, including home loan, credit card, personal loan, and business support packages. A dedicated, accessibly designed online hub was created to help guide customers to all available support points, including to resources provided by the Australian Government and other bodies. To support employees with managing the impacts of COVID-19, especially when presented with the challenges faced by working from home, we provided various mental health and well-being resources through a dedicated intranet portal of content, contacts and links, fact sheets and guides, and training courses. Specific information was provided around managing the accessibility requirements of teams returning to the workplace, including consideration of safe travel arrangements, orientation of changed working environments, and whether there were any identified needs for specialised equipment or support for those needing any reasonable workplace adjustments. Chief Mental Health Officer, bringing evidence and action to workplace mental health. David Burrows is Westpac Group's Chief Mental Health Officer, the first role of its type when he joined the bank in 2018. He brings career experience across clinical, military, organisational and community psychology fields, which he used to channel innovation and problem solving in the mental health and well-being space during COVID-19. I don't know of any other organisation that's appointed someone with professional qualifications into a role with responsibility to develop the strategy for employee mental health and support how we work with customers experiencing vulnerability, David says. This is a testament to our commitment to making a positive difference in this area of great need for both employees and customers. David says that although mental health has been very misunderstood for a long period of time, a steep rise in societal concern about the prevalence, impact and cost of mental ill health, particularly highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic, could start to catalyse action. He believes real change will only happen by swinging the pendulum towards mental health being viewed as a positive concept, understanding that mental ill health does not discriminate or prevent someone from being a top performer. The first thing people think about when you say mental health is negative. It's depression and anxiety, he says. But if you talk about physical health, the first things are fitness and well-being, positive. A big part of what we need to do is to change the narrative, which is the foundation of Westpac's mental health strategy.